You're listening to The Power of Others. It's Season 2020, Episode 19. Welcome inside the Ellis Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website, you can find it at growgreat.com. You know, during the past 7 weeks, 8 weeks, what has it been? It's the COVID-19 pandemic. We have all mostly been sequestered to stay at home. And my conversations have organically focused on one big question. Well, it wasn't the first big question. The first big question was, what are we going to do? But, you know, once the initial shock and awe kind of subsided, it was like, where are the opportunities? So today, let's talk about opportunities in leadership. I'm glad that you clicked play. I appreciate you being here, and I hope all is well with you and yours. As I have worked with business owners and other executives who are part of a larger leadership team, it's understandable that everybody, including me, we needed time to process what was happening. So for the first couple of weeks, most of us were just kind of stunned, deer in headlights. And the second we had to close up our shop, well, we jumped into action. We had to jump into action to try to figure out what are we going to have to do. Maybe you are in a place where your business was not required to close up shop, and that's great. And for those of us that didn't have to, we still had to kind of jump to figure out what's our business going to look like. And how can we leverage our business as much as possible so that we can achieve some success? I'm blessed, and I'm very thankful. While my clients were disrupted, because, well, we all have been, they have all found ways to thrive during this time, which really isn't so surprising, because one of the things that I have found fascinating in the past 11 years of coaching executives and leaders is that high achievers, these are the people that are most prone to seek out the assistance of a person like me. Putting the pressure on the truth reveals the validity of it. Putting the pressure on leadership reveals the truth about leadership as well. I mean, it's our opportunity to shine or not. I posted something, I think it was over at LinkedIn, and it was really a question, because I find that questions provide the path forward and the path towards satisfying our curiosity, and our curiosity determines our understanding. And without understanding, well, there is no compassion. And without compassion, I'm going to propose there is no value. Here was the question. If everybody followed your lead, what kind of followers would they be? That's the quality of your leadership. Judgment is easy. Understanding and compassion are hard, which is why the majority of people choose judgment, right? We can just be harshly critical, and this current pandemic is certainly providing all of the opportunity to elevate our leadership, if only in our lives. But it really is allowing us extraordinary opportunities to serve other people in powerful ways. The question is, are we going to see the opportunities, and are we going to take advantage of these opportunities? So let's talk about just a few things that we might be able to do with these opportunities. First of all, look through the wide angle lens. Now, much of the time as human beings, we rather enjoy zooming in, right? We want to get that really long lens out, because we enjoy zooming in, and the thing that we most enjoy zooming in on are the weaknesses and the problems and the wrongness of others, bringing them into clear focus, while at the same time, we don't have to think about, we don't have to witness, we don't have to see, we don't have to look at our own weaknesses, our own problems, our own wrongness, because we're zooming in on, I'm zooming in on you. I'm going to zoom in on what's going on with you that's all so wrong. And the frailties of others can make us feel stronger about ourselves. Now, it's all completely fabricated. It's just false. But we can feel better about ourselves. Resist that. Instead, opt for zooming out to take a wider view. Now, you're going to have to be willing to give up whatever temporary positive feelings, whatever endorphins you might get from thinking badly about others because it makes you feel better about yourself. So I'm asking you to sacrifice that. And in its place, you're going to get something that has far more lasting value. And that thing that you're going to get that maybe you haven't gotten before is called understanding. And if you put in the work, you're going to gain something even more valuable than understanding, and that's called compassion. Looking through the wide-angle lens affords you the first major positive, and that is making a wiser decision. That decision of making up your mind to see things more clearly is a game changer. I'm telling you, trust me, it's a game changer. That alone makes this worthwhile, but that's just the beginning. I mean, this is like, you understand compounding interest. Okay, this works exactly the same way. It begins to pay off exponentially the more you invest in this. Are you afraid somebody might change your mind? Is that what you're afraid of? Are you fearful that your opinion might change? I mean, what are you afraid of? Why wouldn't you put the wide-angle lens on the camera of your own vision? There is more information in the wide-angle shot than in a zoomed-in shot. And more information gives us a broader view with improved data so that we can see how to best frame a viewpoint or an opinion. Narrow views, represented by zooming in, rob us of vital information that might help us see more clearly. And besides, how else are you going to know where to zoom in if you don't first zoom out? Second of all, embrace curiosity. Without curiosity, you cannot get to understanding. And without understanding, you're never going to achieve compassion. So there's your motivation. How do we embrace curiosity? The easiest answer I know to give, it's easy to say it, it's not that easy to do it, but practice helps, and that is focus on the other person. Don't focus on yourself. This is really hard for us to do. Let yourself wonder why, and let yourself listen. It's really beneficial to just shut up and listen. Why do people think the way they think? Why do they think what they think? Why do they feel the way they feel? I mean, you think it's just arbitrary? You don't think there's anything at all behind it? I mean, these actions are all habits that many of us just have not embraced. Or if we did embrace them, we've neglected them for way too long. And yet the funny thing is, all kids have it. I mean, look around at the kids in your life. And if you don't have kids in your life, okay, well, if you don't have kids in your life, be careful. Don't be a creep. But you surely are able to see enough kid behavior to watch how curious kids are about most everything and how broadly they view things. I mean, they can go from one activity to another in the blink of an eye. You know, I mean, they're just all this flittering around. I mean, it looks frenetic to us as adults, and it can be exhausting. I can attest as a grandparent. I mean, it can be exhausting to watch, but it's mostly kids being kids. I mean, they are just going wherever their curiosity or wherever their current interests take them. They are absolutely living in the moment. Well, there's a lesson for us in that, and that lesson is in curiosity. Be interested. Be interested enough to find out. Number three, lean into understanding. Understanding doesn't require agreement. But I might also add, it does not require disagreement either. Because agreement and disagreement, you still have every right to agree or disagree. Here's the thing, though. Here is the thing about understanding. Understanding helps reduce, if not eliminate, if we're really good at it, our disagreeableness. You know, to disagree is one thing, but do we have to be disagreeable? To disagree? We think so. Our culture pretty much says, yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to absolutely, you call people out, you slam people, you call people names, you get hateful, you get ugly. I can tell you there's a lot of things I don't understand men who put hands on women. I don't understand men who may be violent with other men. I just don't understand it. Joe, we'll call him Joe, grew up very differently than me. He grew up in poverty, drug addiction, abuse, and there was also crime. I can't relate to any of those things. They are not part of my personal life experience as an adult or as a kid. But hearing Joe explain the circumstances of his childhood and his young adult life, it helps me understand how his life evolved. It doesn't matter where I agree or disagree. It doesn't matter whether I approve or I disapprove. It just is the way it was for him. And it helps me understand how people could embrace bad behavior and how people might make choices that to me just seem, they wouldn't even seem like an option. Right is right, wrong is still wrong. But understanding can help looking at the challenge or the problem. It can help us look at something with a lot more, something way more productive than judgment. Namely, how can we learn and how can we improve the thing now that we better understand it? And like everything else so far, this is a habit. And we benefit greatly in establishing and maintaining these habits. We embrace these behaviors. And by embracing these behaviors, we foster continuing in these behaviors. And we will grow increasingly more accomplished at these things, just like we do in everything that we repeatedly practice. So lean into understanding. Number four, say hello to compassion. Here's where the rubber really meets the road. Because this is where we really begin to serve one another better. This is where improvement and growth are found. I'm not merely sympathetic with Joe's story as he tells me about growing up watching his mom being beaten by his father or telling me how horribly abusive his father was to him. I feel compassion for everybody involved, including Joe's abusive father, who himself was abused. Compassion. What is compassion? Well, in a phrase, compassion is sympathy in action. Now, I can't take any action except in my mind toward anybody in Joe's story other than Joe. I don't know the other people. But if I know Joe, then I can engage my compassion toward him. But let's not underestimate the action that's taken only in our mind toward these people that I don't know and I may never know. Nothing is more powerful than our mind. What we think matters. What we feel matters. It determines how we act. It also determines our choices and our decisions. My compassion toward Joe changes how I may approach him and how I approach him by talking with him, by listening with him. And guess what that alters? Yep, that alters my demeanor. That alters my demeanor. And I know that I can engage with Joe in a different way now, hopefully in a way that is better for him and me, in making him feel safe rather than feeling like less than me, rather than me viewing him with harsh criticism and how dare he do this and I can't believe he did that. In making him know I care about him enough to want to help him break the cycle of abuse in his own life. When compassion kicks in, we see each other as people. There's the real rub. We're human to human. I'm not better than you, but I'm not lesser than you. I'm like you. We're different, but the same. That's what fosters connection. And from that connection stems our joint ability to help one another. I put this over at LinkedIn, I think. It's a photograph of Winston Churchill, and the quote is, and it's an actual Winston Churchill quote, "All I want is compliance with my wishes. after reasonable discussion. Now, it's funny, and I'm sure it was somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but sadly, too often what we want, and too many of us want, is we want full compliance from everybody around us with what we want, with what we think, with our wishes. And we don't want a reasonable discussion, though. I mean, we're not even willing to suffer the reasonable discussion. We don't even want any discussion. We just want you, I just want you to agree with me. And then, you know, let's just go from there. And I want you to agree with me on everything. It's why during this pandemic, the one thing that has really vexed me the most has been the highly opinionated person who insists they're right and everybody else is a moron. I mean, the best meme to come out of this pandemic for me is that shot of a newscaster behind the desk, and he's quoted as saying, after the break, we're going to have our virus expert, Karen from Facebook. And boy, do I have way too many Karens evidently in my Facebook friend group. I need to cull the herd. I've really tried with curiosity to understand why Karen is so opinionated about so many different things. Because I do know that without curiosity, there is no understanding. Without understanding, there's no compassion. And if there's no compassion, there's no value. And this is admittedly the outlier for me. This is the one area, the one group of people that I'm trying really hard to figure out how can I be of any value to Karen at Facebook? I admit I haven't figured it out. I right now I'm not of any value to Karen because I am curious. I'm driven by the curiosity. The reason I can't have the understanding is you can't engage Karen in a conversation. Karen just wants to throw rocks at you if you don't agree. And the first thing, this is the thing too. The first thing Karen at Facebook wants to know is whether you agree with her or not. So it's like, well, I don't know. I don't have an opinion. What do you mean you don't have an opinion? You don't agree with me? Yeah. I mean, I've tried. You can't get anywhere. Listen, all seriousness, today is your opportunity. It's my opportunity. It's all of our opportunity in leadership. Namely, it is the opportunity for us to demonstrate how urgent and how important it is that we behave more kindly toward one another. And that even in our disagreements, that we opt to avoid being disagreeable, that we choose to avoid strife and contentions as much as possible, choosing rather to try to understand each other. Because compassion and our ability to help each other is fully at stake. The website is growgreat.com. You'll find previous episodes. You'll find all kinds of stuff over there. Stuff that I hope you'll find helpful and useful. The power of others is really, well, it's born from what I believe to be the truth, and that is, you know, together we're just so much better. We just are. And I say that to you as an introvert. Now, I don't behave like an introvert, but, you know, the extrovert who's really energized by being around a lot of people, and I'm not. So this pandemic and the whole stay-at-home thing has not, honestly, hasn't been all that vexing for me. But I know it's been vexing for many of you because I do understand how many other people roll. Listen, this is our difference. And it's in those differences that I think we can really benefit one another. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Thanks for clicking play. And Lord willing, well, I'll try to get on a regular schedule. I've been trying, but you can see how badly that's worked out. So I'm not going to make promises I can't keep. See ya.